This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There will be a lot of people who will think that I'm politically incorrect with some of my approaches to what's going on regarding the Oscars from last night. Oh, I should introduce myself first. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Monday, the 27th of February, the good day approach to what's going on, the in-depth conversation of what really the facts are. And then, oh, this is what I think, or what, huh? This is a, huh? One of those, huh? Moments. This is kind of shocking, actually. I watched the Oscars last night. First of all, the ad nauseum flailing of these people as they go in, and the I want to puke moments from these people from Good Morning America that we all know want to be but aren't. They act like they're the best pals of all. And this happens all the time, whether it's E! Or whether it's ABC, or exclusive. And they prolong it. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Come on. Tell me, please, that you thought that was interesting, compelling, important broadcasting. Was it? Or not? If you agree with me, I mean, we support it. We're interested. But why did they wait to 8:30 to start it? Why didn't they start it at like 7:30 so it doesn't go on and on and on into the night? Especially for those of us who have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do... I guess, no, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be... This isn't about me. Well, it is really about me. But it's about the... There are two or three things that happened, including the screw-up, but the whole business of... flailing away, and the obvious in my mind, they supposedly got new voters or younger voters, so that's why things changed. Last year there was a slight because a lot of black actors and activists thought that there was the Oscars were bigoted, biased, no blacks, nothing was well. That was remedied last night and then some. But the fact that Moonlight won the best picture wasn't really, it wasn't clear because it sounded like or felt like Faye Dunaway announced La La Land is the winner. But what I don't understand is how, if you're not supposed, if nobody knows what's on those cards, maybe somebody can clarify this, 888-302-3684. If nobody knows who the winners are except the people at Funkin' Wagnalls who are holding on to these cards in a mayonnaise jar before the show starts, then why was there confusion? Why wasn't there somebody who just read the card, or did somebody suggest Warren Beatty explained after the mix-up, I opened the envelope and it said Emma Stone La La Land, and that's why I took so long. I took a long look at Faye and at you. He was talking to Jimmy Kimmel, I guess. I wasn't trying to be funny. And then he said, and then Kimmel said, I don't know what happened. I blame myself for this. Let's remember, it's just an award show. I mean, we hate to see. I wish people would stop using that term. I mean, we all use it too much. We start a sentence with, I mean, how do you, you haven't said anything yet. Just tell us what you're talking about. What do you mean? Don't say, I mean, just say, what do you mean? He said, it's too bad to see people disappointed, but the good news is we got to see some extra speeches. We have some great movies. I knew I would screw this show up. I really did. Thank you for watching. I'm back to work tomorrow night on my regular show. I promise I'll never come back. Good. But there were some good moments in the Oscars. there were some good moments. The best moment of the night was when the people came in from the tour bus. I don't know whose idea that was. Probably it's like a Kimmel stunt, so I'm guessing it was probably his idea. That was a good idea. That was a warm, wonderful moment to see all those people from the bus tour come in. I think, Carrie, you said you didn't watch it last night.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch any of it. So what happened? Did they bring a bunch of tourists in?
They had a tour bus that was going down. This is at the corner of Hollywood and Highland, where the Dolby Theater is. So this is the heart of Hollywood. So there are tour buses going through here. You know, every 30 seconds is a tour bus. So apparently they made an arrangement with Starline Tours to have a stop here and explain to people that this is a theater where you know, there are a lot of things going on, and nobody knew. For whatever the reason, I don't understand how they didn't know it, because they usually are. When I've been, this is the first time I haven't been in Hollywood for an Oscar night for a long, long time. And there's usually the streets blocked off, and the big canopies and tarps and stuff, and the red carpets all over the place. So it looks to me like they brought them in the back door on the back street behind the theater. And they didn't know where they were. So they all looked like they were surprised. And it was a nice moment to see some of the stars. The other thing that's over the top that I'm sure over, and I'm betting most of you are too, okay, enough already with this, the love fest with Meryl Streep. It's over. Done. Finished. She's a great actress. She's done a lot of great things in movies. And thank heaven she didn't go off on her toot last night. But there was way too much political stuff as well. I don't give a damn what you think about Donald Trump. And then that bit with Jimmy Kimmel taking a shot by doing the tweet, unless somebody didn't tell him that Donald Trump wasn't there because he was hosting a dinner for all the governors. What is there that makes you think you're so important that people really give a damn what you think? We care about the movies. We care about the entertainment value. But that's it. After that, it's over. For me, anyway, it is. I'm not sure what all of you think, and I'm sure that there'll be some approach following me on at Doug Steffen. That's fine. But it looks like Matt Damon is up in that picture, too, trying to figure out who it is that won what. Warren Beatty, let's see, who do I see in this picture? All these people, Emma Stone is up there. They had the producer of La La Land speaking at the microphone as the production staff consult behind him regarding a presentation error.
Well, yeah, so I just watched part of the video, and it was interesting because Warren Beatty was looking at the card for like 30 seconds or more, and he kept looking back at Faye Dunaway looking kind of confused. It almost looked like he couldn't read the card.
Yeah.
And then he said that it said Emma Stone on it.
Well, Emma Stone wasn't, we're looking at the best picture. Emma Stone's name shouldn't have been in the card. Emma Stone, maybe they gave him the wrong card.
That's possible if it was for
but Emma Stone, wouldn't actress, they would already have given away the Best Actress Award by that time. So there were two cards that had Emma Stone's name on. I don't even know who won. Best Actress and Actor, I didn't watch it, so I only know what, you know, I see all the lists
here. I don't know, but I don't understand, especially with Best Picture. I mean, that's the biggest award of the night, so I don't know how you messed that one up.
Well,
maybe it's because there's so much secrecy surrounding it, but I don't know.
Well, the other side of it is that there's no such thing as a perfection, but it just, for me anyway, there were some things that were cool. And some things that were not. The flub, however, has lots of people talking, but there wasn't the most important thing that happened last night. I think I already told you what I thought was the most important thing. Bringing those people in was a nice effect. It really was. I thought it felt good to have those people say hi to all. Imagine the pictures. Can you imagine what some of the pictures might be worth? Some of the Instagram and Facebook shots that will be floating around. Anyway, so it is what it is, kind of, it was, well, hokey or not, I don't know. The the egos. Well, never mind. I've made my point. I don't care what people think politically. I don't give a damn whether you like Donald Trump or you don't. There were more black actors and actresses and movies that were highlighted last night because I think it was a rebound. I'm not saying any of them were bad. I just think that it's that we've it's just the politically correct stuff has gone crazy. There's some stuff that is necessary.
I mean, do you think it's politically correct that the movie won, though?
What, Moonlight?
I guess,
as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't. I don't know because I don't.
I guess I just don't really get it because for, I mean, a long time there have been lots and lots of movies by, you know, lots of white people that have been nominated for something, and that was fine. So I guess for me, I just don't really see the issue with opening up the opportunity and finally looking at other movies that are out there. And I just think that last year happened to be a really good year for movies that were, you know, cast and played by a lot of black actors. I mean, Hidden Figures was nominated too, and that was a great movie. So I don't know. I don't necessarily, maybe it's politically correct, maybe it's not, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with looking at.
Of all those pictures that were in contention that you mentioned, Hidden Figures was the one I thought was the best, no matter what. I would have given the award, actually, frankly, the best picture of the year for me in that group was Hidden Figures. That would be my pick. It's 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business. Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Still champion is Good Day. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And change after the hour. Here's Beyonce. No, this is not really news. Who thought she really was going to make it to Coachella? Come on.
I know. Duh, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they make a big deal out of it to keep her in the forefront of music news. She was going to show up at Coachella, but now she's announced because of doctor's orders, she is not going to be at Coachella. Duh.
I think she's
going
to be in bed.
Right. Yeah, she got twins, for God's sake.
Yeah, she looks very pregnant.
Yeah, right.
And she still has, like, what, 4 months to go?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
And Coachella is
when?
Mid-April.
Crazy?
Is it not?
Well, yeah, it's April.
Don't you wonder sometimes about whether these people who are performers let the best interests of maybe things in their family go by the wayside or the roadside because they're so interested in performing or they're so addicted to it that they got to be there, they got to show up.
I don't know. I'm not even judging that. It's just, I know when the story came out that she would perform at Coachella a few weeks ago, we were like, no, she's not.
Yeah, well, most people on Twitter were not surprised. That was everybody's response. But I don't know. I think that she just tends to fulfill her obligations, but yeah. I'm glad that, I mean, this is smart of her. This is, it would have been so stupid to perform at Coachella.
Truly, Doug, she is a goddess, so.
You know, I confuse Beyonce and Rihanna, and I know you laugh at me when I say that, but I kind of do, in a sense, and there's probably a criticism that will come from somebody. Yeah, they all look the same, don't they?
Oh,
no.
All but, those goddesses look the same.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Well, the music, how much comparison is there, if any, between Beyonce and Rihanna as far as musical aptitude? And
well, they both sing, so there's that.
Yeah, they have very
both
different
girls.
Styles.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right, so. I would say they're under a very, very large R&B umbrella, but
Ella,
really,
Ella,
Ella. Oh, my gosh, I totally just got that. Ella, Ella.
Remind me to talk to you about a scam with tickets, all right? Let me do the Rihanna story first. Then see if you can find a Moody Blues song that I can use as a background, Carol, will you? Or something that happened to me yesterday. The Rihanna story is that she's going to Harvard. She's been named the Humanitarian of the Year by Harvard University. The Harvard Foundation acknowledging her work in helping improve cancer treatment in her home country of Barbados. She has also created a global scholarship program to help students from Caribbean countries attend colleges here in our country. Quote, I don't think it's fair that children carry the burden of financial limitations at such a young age. And so Harvard is honoring her. They've also honored James Earl Jones and the former UN Secretary General. So she gets the award at the end of the month, which is next Tuesday. That's good. Good for her. All right, so yesterday I got notice. I buy a lot of tickets on one of those sites. What's one of those ticket sites?
StubHub?
No, this is the
Ticketmaster.
Yeah, the Ticketmaster. Anyway, I get a notice of the Moody Blues being in Boston in July. And it says you have 12 hours to buy these tickets because I happen to belong to this particular ticket, whatever organization it is. So I go online to buy some tickets for me and some friends, and I try four times during the course of the day. I started at 10 o'clock right after we got off the air. I did it again at noon when I was finished with my work, and the mid-afternoon I was here. Tried four times, and every single time I went in there, they said there was a problem with the screen and go use some kind of an app that I couldn't find. So I'm wondering if this isn't a scam. Because at the end of last night at 10 o'clock, I went back to do it, and the time was up for me to buy preferred seats at a preferred price.
So you're like in a fan club, is what you're saying?
Yeah, right, yeah. So now I mean,
that sounds legitimate. I mean, what? Fan clubs, the preferred seating and all that, it's... That is typical.
28 past the hour. So much for that. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Oh, and you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better.
Now 34 after the hour, Monday the 27th of February, last Monday of the second month of 2017. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Here she's in Washington, I'm in Boston, reviewing what has happened in the past 24 to 48 hours with the comments and ideas about, huh, what the? So, okay, everybody is yakking about, or not everybody, a lot of people are talking about the Oscar situation and Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. They were there to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the interesting moment of Bonnie and Clyde. And then, you know, there's somebody has the wrong card. And one wonders how somebody got the wrong card, because the tradition is that the winners take the cards with them. So from La La Land, there should have been, at least that's the way it normally happens, the winner takes the card, and so the card's gone, and where's the next card? So that appears to be some of it. There's a lot of stuff about the situation last night. It's not, this is not, nobody got hurt. Nobody, yeah, you know, there was a few, I suppose, embarrassing moments and yada yada. You have, Jimmy Kimmel, there are some who think he did a good job. Kara, why don't we just play some of his more amusing. I said I thought the best moment of the night, actually, that didn't involve the stars, was, and then there were a few moments that did involve the stars, but I liked everything about Hidden Figures. But the kids and the parents and all these people that came in from the bus tour, but let's see what our editors think were the funniest moments from Jimmy Kimmel.
This is my first time here, and the way you people go through hosts is probably my last time here, so it has been an amazing year for movies. Black people save NASA, and white people save jazz. That's what you call progress. We don't discriminate against people because based on what countries they come from. We discriminate against them based on their age and weight. Meryl Streep has phoned it in for more than 50 films. Little bags of Red Vines and Junior Mints will appear from the sky, raining down on you. For your delight. They don't know it, but the moment they open the door, they're going to be on live TV and we're going to surprise them. Okay? Mahershala! Denzel? Denzel, will you be the best man at their wedding?
Wasn't that interested in doing that, but he did.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just go ahead right through and touch Mahershala's Oscar. Don't worry. You know, we're more than 2 hours into the show and Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once. I'm starting to get worried about him.
All right, so let's get to that. Donald Trump was not watching the Oscars last night. He was hosting the governor's dinner at the White House, the first major social gathering of his administration since the inaugurals, anyway. And looking at his looking at the stuff he's tweeted or his Twitter history, he has tweeted about the awards 50 times in the last 4 years. Most of the comments were negative. And so, I mean, why are we so focused on that? Melania Trump hosting her first event at the White House, the governor's dinner, and it looked like from all accounts it was a nice event, so good. I mean, there's nothing. Since when do we make a big deal? Everything. The news media is making a big deal out of everything that Trump does. And, I mean, he does suck the air out of the room. And with some people, many of the actors last night at the Oscars, he just plain sucks. But there is, and maybe this is the next page in that, will be that Trump has said he's not going to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is scheduled to be April the 29th. He tweeted that over the weekend. I'm not surprised, but listen to the rationale, the story behind the story.
You know, one of the things we say in the South, if a Girl Scout egged your house, would you buy cookies from her? I think that this is a pretty similar scenario. There's no reason for him to go in and sit and pretend like this is going to be just another Saturday night.
On Saturday, President Donald Trump tweeted that he wouldn't be attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner in April, an annual event that honors journalism and awards journalist scholarships. Trump didn't give a reason for not attending, but given the analogy White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave ABC, the tense relationship between the Trump administration and the media could be to blame. Just the day before Trump announced he wouldn't be attending, his administration blocked several news outlets from attending an off-camera press briefing. Trump will be the first president since Ronald Reagan to miss the dinner. Reagan was in the hospital recovering from an assassination attempt during the 1981 dinner. He still called in to give his remarks. Some presidents before Reagan did choose to outright skip the event. Former presidents Jimmy Carter and Richard Nixon both decided to do so twice during their terms. Trump's public denouncement of mainstream media is being compared to Nixon's more private antagonism toward the press.
It's the press or the news media. It is not the media. Good God. One of these people, it's kind of like some of the other expressions that are around. The news media is part of the so-called Fifth Estate. The news media is not radio. Radio media includes all forms of connection, if you will, with the public, whether it's this kind of a program, radio talk show, music show, the things that are on television, the things that are in the movies. That's what the media is. The news media is part of the media. And I thought it was interesting, the reference the reporter just made to the in fact, the White House blocked the Times and CNN and Politico from the press briefing on Friday. According to the report that I saw, staffers allowed in with a hand-picked number of journalists from outlets like Breitbart and the Washington Times. They all have right-of-center leanings. More mainstream outlets like ABC, CBS, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, Fox News were also allowed in. The LA Times was barred, along with New York Times. If you've got a Times in your name, I think Jimmy Kimmel said that last night. But the Washington Times, I don't think that was accurate. Anyway, and the White House Correspondents Association released a statement in response to this quote-unquote discrimination. Quote, the board is protesting strongly against how today's gaggle is being handled by the White House. The president of the White House Correspondents Association said, quote, we encourage the organizations that were allowed in to share the material with others in the press corps who were not. The board will be discussing this further with White House staff. See, I think they are making a mistake, and they are leaving themselves open for criticism about that. You have a free, even it's supposed to be what was referred to by some of our forefathers as a free, the free press is the explanation, free and formal press, whatever the term is that's been used over the years. But the free press is a free press. Let them in, take your shots, but have them all there. Even if they screw up the thing, they're making a mistake doing it this way, I think. So, once again, more focus on bad than good. Somebody just sent me a note, and I don't know why they did. This is from Beth, who said that there have been many poignant moments in discussions and things that involve celebrity, whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be the Oscars. Here's an example of Hillary Clinton addressing a woman whose son was injured in a shooting in New York. Quote, you've really spent a lot of time in the years since your son's murder, Mrs. Clinton said. The lady, Alice McAnney, interrupted and said, he wasn't murdered, my son's alive. Oh, thank God, said Mrs. Clinton. I mean, you've got stuff like that that happens all the time. It can be horrific things that happen. Nobody has all good days. We just don't. Making bad days into good days, though, might be something to think about. If you are hopefully going to have a good day today, hopefully you had a good day yesterday, but dealing with the bad days is what I think proves what kind of metal you have as a human being. When you focus on helping somebody else with their problems and get the attention off your own difficulties, maybe that's a good way to make bad days more tolerable. When I am talking to people about various things, I've done this in the past at personal appearances when I've not talked about the radio program, but what's going on in life. Ask yourself what your biggest problem in life is right now. Write it down. What's your biggest problem? I did that once, and I got all the cards, and then I passed them. I collected them, and then I passed them out around the room. And I asked, when we looked at these cards and people saw what other people's problems were, I looked at the crowd and I said, would you like to have your own problem back? Because most of the time, other people have more of a difficult problem than you do. Most problems aren't really problems. So if you're having a rough patch, think about other people who have a much more difficult time with some of the things that are going on in their lives. And food for thought. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 45 after.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, so a couple of quickies here that are worth consideration. Muhammad Ali's son was detained for a couple of hours by immigration officials at a Florida airport. He and his mother, the second wife of Muhammad Ali, were arriving at Fort Lauderdale after coming from Montego Bay, Jamaica on a speech regarding Black History Month. They were pulled aside while going through customs because of their Arabic-sounding names. Huh? The guy who won last night, his last name is Ali, too, right? That sounds like, well, the mother's name is Khalila Camacho Ali. So maybe that's why they were pulled aside, going through customs. Immigration officials let him go after the mother showed a photo of herself with her ex-husband, but her son didn't have a picture, and so they hung on to him. Where'd you get your name? Are you Muslim? You know what kind of stupid... These idiots, they really do. These people are idiots. They really are idiots. We have suspicion, and it needs to be underscored, but the way these people are handling it, this is idiotic. It really is. 10 minutes for the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past this hour, time for us to visit with our pal Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend, perhaps yours as well. So I'm posting a number of things here, there, and everywhere, and I know you do as well, Warren, on your, let's see, you've got Twitter, and you've got Facebook, the same stuff that we all have. What is it, at Warren Eckstein?
It is at Warren Eckstein.
At exactly. Warren Eckstein, okay. So I'm putting up here a way for you to get over your grief. I will be the first to admit that I'm having still after, let's see, it'll be 2 years on April 7th since Charlotte died, and I still have a very difficult time whenever she comes up or the picture that I have in the studio here. Anytime, I still seem to be in grief. So I look for all of these things that are helpful. So I posted this, why our grief over a dog is so intense. And because you're America's number one dog shrink, people shrink, putting shrinks together with dogs and people. I think you know what there is about a dog that makes them so precious to us. People almost feel guilty sometimes about the way they feel after the animal dies. I don't feel guilty at all about it. I wish there was some way I could bring Charlotte back, actually, in a way. And I don't know whether that's healthy or not healthy, but it is the way I feel. So is that one of the number one questions you get on your weekend radio show, your pet show? How do I get over the grief of losing my dog?
It's a pretty common question, and a lot of people have difficulty getting over the loss of a pet, even more so than the loss of other people that they may know, simply because when you lose a pet, it's more than just losing a friend. It's losing a companion. It's losing something that knows your innermost secrets. There's a relationship between people and their pets that doesn't exist between people and other people. It's that total honesty, that total, your dog's not going to rat you out type mentality. So people have a lot more of a difficult time. As a matter of fact, years ago, and I serve on the board of directors for the oldest no-kill in the country called the Bideaway Home. It's based in New York City, and I've been on their board for God knows how many years. And the bottom line is there's grief counselors now. There are groups that get together because people do have such a difficult time getting through it. One of the best ways to get through it is to talk about it and just remember the good things. As a matter of fact, just this week, I had tears in my eyes over Charlotte. I was speaking with Marie. You know Marie, our pet sitter.
Oh, my God, yes.
She was, I was in LA for a couple of years. She's doing fine.
She babysit Charlotte when I go out of town. She was the most wonderful. She was the best dog mother. She loved Charlotte. You could just tell she loved Charlotte.
Yeah, but here's the scenario. Here's poor Marie. I felt sorry for her because a lot of the dogs that she watches and that she takes care of are at that age now where they're moving on to the Rainbow Bridge. So she's losing her best friend. So one of the things I do recommend for people, though, a lot of veterinary hospitals around the country now, and if you really research it, you can find that when it's time to say goodbye to your pet, you can have the dog or cat actually say goodbye to them at home. You can have hospice care at home now where vets and vet techs will accompany home. And I think that makes it a lot easier for people when they do have to say that final goodbye.
I also just posted the new rules that allow animals to fly with their owners up front, the emotional support animals that are allowed on the plane or in no pet apartments, that sort of thing. How much of a trend is that, Warren? How many times a week or a month do you hear or feel people, see people, have people call you with questions about that?
I have people that refuse to go on vacation. I have people that refuse to travel because they don't want to leave their pets behind, no matter what they can do. So now that it's more flexible, for example, Amtrak, I think, now allows pets on if you want to travel by Amtrak. And I think that some pets are allowed on planes is a good idea. However, people are going to take advantage of it. This has always been a problem. Someone's going to bring a pet on that's really not an emotional support pet. The dog's going to bark or pee or poop on the floor. Someone's going to complain. So in other words, unless there's a legitimate need, unless there's a medical reason, I don't see, and so many phony people out there have these phony vests for their dogs, which makes it hard for those people that don't. So as long as it's a legitimate reason that your pet should be with you, I think it's a great idea. Listen, I hate flying. I love to have a dog in my lap for 8 hours when I fly back and forth.
Right. All right, and then there's another post. I'm not sorry that I'm bringing these things to your attention, because I think when you look at them, you can repost them yourself. I have that in mind when I put up things. There's another post I put up from a dog that arrived at a shelter with a note from a child who adored him, and when you look at it, you can't help but cry.
Yeah, it's amazing. In other words, I just posted something on my Facebook page about a beautiful pit bull dog that was dropped off at a very high kill shelter in Los Angeles on Valentine's Day, just because they didn't have a place to leave him on Valentine's Day, decided that they didn't want the dog anymore. Beautiful, beautiful. I don't understand how people can do that.
I don't either.
I just don't understand. I would love to spend 5 minutes alone with a person that abuses an animal. Or if the animal could just talk and explain to the person why they feel the way they do, it would make all the difference in the world.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So that's one of the reasons you and I are as close as we are. Warren has written a book called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which you ought to check out. Also, his line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.